Well, good morning once again. Welcome to Grace Bible Church. This is the time in our service where we get to partake in the Lord's table together. And we're going to be looking at Mark chapter 15, at some verses found in Mark 15. If you have your Bible, please turn there. If you don't have a Bible, we'd love to put one in your hand now. And we have men who are coming down the aisles. If you need one, just raise your hand and they will get one to you. And you can open it to Mark 15 as well. We need to be reminded of the enormous price that Jesus paid when he laid down his life for those who would believe upon him. We need this reminder. And Jesus' death, when he laid it down, it was an excruciating death. It was a painful death. It was a death which no man or woman have ever suffered on this earth. See, others have died by crucifixion, but no one has ever died on behalf of a vast multitude. Others had died by crucifixion, but no one else has died as a substitute. None other died having the wrath of God poured upon them, as did our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we need to be reminded of the magnanimous price Jesus paid for our sins, and we need this reminder etched upon our hearts. We need it ingrained in our minds, and we need it ever set before us. And just a small time prior to Jesus' betrayal, Jesus specifically instructed his disciples to take bread, which was to signify his body that would be broken, and to take a cup, which would signify his blood that would be spilled. And in a moment, the men are going to come and they're going to pass out both a piece of bread, a small cracker, and a cup with juice in it. And these are to be reminders for us. They are to help us fix our hearts and our minds on the reality that Christ's body was crushed on our behalf and his blood was spilled so that we might know God, so that we might know forgiveness of sins. They're to be reminders to us of the infinite price our Savior paid on behalf of those who believe. And before we do that, I want us to read together an account of Jesus' crucifixion. So look with me at Mark chapter 15, starting in verse 24. Mark chapter 15, starting in verse 24. It reads, "And they crucified him and divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each man should take. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, 'The King of the Jews.'" Verse 27, "They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, 'And he was numbered with transgressors.' Those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, 'Ha, you who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross.' In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes, were mocking him among themselves and saying, 'He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross so that we may see and believe.' Those who were crucified with him were also insulting him." Verse 33, "When the sixth hour came, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, 'Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,' which is translated, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' When some of the bystanders heard it, they began saying, 'Behold, he is calling for Elijah.' Someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it him a drink, saying, 'Let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down.' And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. and the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who was standing right in front of him saw the way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." This is a real account of a real event. And it is Jesus' death on the cross that has atoned for our sins. And Jesus' death on the cross has freed us from being slaves to sin. And it's sweet to think, how might our remembering of Jesus this morning bring praise and honor to God? As our hearts are filled with gratitude, and how might our remembering of Jesus' work on the cross help guard us and fortify us in our faith and in our belief that we might be kept from various sins that we would commit if our minds were not renewed with the great work of our Savior? What worldly thoughts would we be content to entertain if we were at the foot of the cross? What inappropriate speech would we participate in if we were at the foot of the cross? What sinful anger or selfish ambition would we act upon at the foot of the cross? Let us come this morning and let us remain at the foot of the cross. This time of taking the bread and the cup, it is a time for believers to remember their great Savior. If that is you, then as the men come forward in just a moment, take the bread and take the cup and remember your Savior. And remember his promise that he's going to return. Remember that he no longer remains dead, but that he has risen and he ascended and he's coming again. And if that is not you, then I would plead with you to repent this morning. That is, to turn away from living for yourself and your own self-righteousness, for your own desires, and turn to faith in Jesus as the only acceptable means of reconciliation to God. And if you'll do that, take with us, take the bread and the cup with us, and rejoice in the cross of our Savior, in his death and in his resurrection. And if you will not repent, then we would simply ask that you just let the bread and the cup pass by, as this is a time that is specifically meant for those who have placed their faith and their trust and their hope in Christ Jesus. Men, come forward now and serve. Remember your Savior, and as your heart is prepared, you can take the bread and the cup on your own.